This is Randy Kay on AM 800 WVAL, and Veterans Day was just observed last Monday, and joining me today is John Thomas. John is from wreathsforthefallen.org, and this is an organization that places wreaths on the graves of veterans, and they do this every year during the month of December. This year, it'll be the second Saturday in December, the 14th, and John, how you doing?
Well, hi, Randy. It's just so good to be back here
again. Yeah, it's been a year since we talked. And I remember very well when you were here last year. And this is a great cause. Why don't you give everybody the details on this?
Well, it all started back in about 2006 when the American Legion and VFW in Little Falls brought five wreaths out to the Minnesota State Veterans Cemetery. And they had a little ceremony, and then they placed those five wreaths out by the main gate for a few days. And that was the extent of it. And then in 2008, myself and some other Patriot Guard members, we got an idea why maybe we can figure out a way to actually honor our veterans there.
Sure.
By placing wreaths on the graves. So we dug in our pockets and picked out some change and went out and harvested some balsam boughs. And we went over to Erickson's greenhouse and we put together 90 wreaths.
Okay.
Brought them down to the cemetery. Well, when you kind of look out over the several thousand graves, mm-hmm. 90 wreaths, you have to look twice to see if they're there. The next year, we had some friends join us in the effort, and we were able to make 400 wreaths. And then we got an idea. We said, what if we could make it possible for a family that lives too far away or health reasons, can't go to the cemetery to honor a family's loved one, a veteran there. Maybe we can make it possible for them to request a wreath and we'll place it in their honor.
Right.
The word spread. And that year we made 1,492 wreaths. We were up quite late at night.
Sure.
Putting these together.
Well, that's wonderful.
And it's just spread amazingly since then. The following year, it was a little over 2,300. And last year, and our goal, our mission, is to honor all our veterans. Last year, because we received some generous contributions late in the year, we made 3,233 wreaths and were able to honor every single veteran at the Minnesota State Veterans Cemetery.
Oh, that's great. This gets bigger every year, just based on what you were just saying there.
The cemetery has between 400 and 500 interments every year.
Mm-hmm, right.
So that makes our job just that much bigger each and mm-hmm. every year. So this year we're going to have right close to 500 more of our veterans' graves to honor this year. So the mountain gets higher.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about the sponsorship. I have the form right here in front of me, and you can phone 218-829-6622 or email to sponsor a wreath for the fallen. Am I correct on that?
Yes, you are. In fact, there's even more ways. We have
okay.
a website, which is our organizational name is the website address, wreathsforthefallen.org. And on the website, there's a red ribbon on the top, and it says, Honor a Veteran Here.
Okay.
All they have to do is click on that, and it'll either give them a choice to either print a form out they can fill out and send in with their check, or go to PayPal and pay with credit card or PayPal.
Oh, okay.
So either way, that can be taken care of there. They can call us at the number you mentioned, 218-829-6622. We try and answer the phone and all the time between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. and answer their questions. We can email them a form. There's all kinds of ways we can do it.
Now, I noticed that we have some of the forms here at the station. People can stop by, pick up a form, also a brochure that describes what you do. Let me ask you this, John. It seems to me that you talk to a lot of veterans in the course of your activities. Do you talk to a lot of vets who have just returned from places like Afghanistan?
In my travels, going around with different media, radio, I was just on Minneapolis TV station mm-hmm. here. Two nights ago, I was on PBS And there's various gatherings in various places, and I do get to meet them. I'm also a member of the Minnesota Patriot Guard.
Okay.
So we have the occasion to meet with the families that have lost a loved one,
right,
a veteran, and talk to the lot of veterans that have returned. And everyone is different. We also go to the VA hospital. They have gaming nights and so on and so forth, and a bunch of us go down there and help entertain the guys.
Oh, that's great.
Talk with them and play cards and
sure,
just have a lot of fun.
Well, you know, you have to give credit where it's due. I really take my hat off to the vets. They have spent a lot of time risking their lives, and you know, I think that your cause is a very worthy cause.
When a soldier gets deployed, he's entering a different world. It's an alien world compared to the way we live over here. You know, whether it's, doesn't make any difference where he's going, any of the other foreign countries, the language is different, the geographical area is different, the weather's different, long hours. And then coming back after you serve a tour or two, coming back here is a dramatic change just in the reverse to get normalized again back into what we call normal society.
Right.
And this can be quite difficult. There's so much help out there now compared to just a decade ago. Many, many, many organizations, Yellow Ribbon, there's Gold Star Family. Oh, I could go on.
Yeah.
The list is almost endless,
right,
of other organizations that are dedicated to directly helping those veterans when they come back.
Sure. I knew a number of Vietnam veterans who were attending school after their service, and the experiences that they had, as you say, it's an alien world, and they went through a lot.
And the term welcome home was not used back in those days. Very unfortunate. I know a number of Vietnam vets personally. They're in our organization, Wreaths for the Fallen. It was a very, very unfortunate time at that time because there was some really hard feeling. For the most part, they recovered and they realized that the whole world is different nowadays.
Yeah.
We had an opportunity this year at Wreaths for the Fallen. We received a call and we were invited down to the state fair. And we had a booth down there along with 69 other organizations, got to meet a lot of people. It turned out they invited Vietnam vets to be in a parade that day at the state fair, and they were hoping to get 600. I believe it turned out over 2,000. And it was an amazing day, an amazing event. Got to speak with an awful lot of veterans, and
for the
most part, the bitterness is gone.
Time tends to heal.
Time heals all wounds.
Exactly. The website is wreathsforthefallen.org, and you can call 218-829-6622 or log on and make a donation for a wreath to be placed. This, again, is going to happen on the second Saturday in December, December 14th. John, it's been wonderful having you today, and you're going to have a good turnout.
Well, thank you very much, Randy, and we invite anyone and everyone to come out on December 14th and help put the wreaths out. It's a total welcome. Just drive out, hopefully get there before 10 o'clock, and you'll have a fun day.
Absolutely. Thanks again, John.
You bet.